Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, March 30th. Tesla has poached a battery manufacturing expert to lead its dry electrode, which has been identified as one of the bottlenecks for the 4680 battery cell. When Tesla unveiled the 4680 cell at their battery day in 2020, one of the main advancements was the dry electrode coating technology that Tesla obtained by acquiring Maxwell. Tesla claimed that it would result in a 10 times reduction in footprint and 10 times reduction in energy usage. However, as the automaker admitted, it wasn't quite ready for prime time yet and needed some more work. Electrek has learned that Tesla has now hired a battery manufacturing expert named Matt Tyler. Tyler was working on something called semi-solid electrodes for lithium-ion battery manufacturer Cambridge-based 24M. And now, as of last month, he is now the director of dry electrode development at Tesla. A new report states that Tesla's solar roof deployment is way behind the company's original goal, but installations are still increasing year over year. Originally, Tesla aimed to produce 1,000 new solar roofs per week by the end of 2019. Naturally, a few things got in the way. Energy research firm Wood Mackenzie has now come out with their report tracking Tesla's solar roof installations, and they claim that Tesla has installed approximately 3,000 solar roofs since 2016. This number comes to about 21 roofs per week in the year of 2022. Now, despite the slow start, installations have gone up year over year. Tesla is trying to expand its reach with its solar products by selling them through third-party solar installers. As of January of 23, the company had 85 partners installing solar roof products. Audi has announced pricing for the Q8 e-tron electric SUV in the USA. The new electric vehicle starts at $74,000 for the Q8 e-tron Quattro trim level. Not bad, considering that it has a large 114 kilowatt-hour battery pack. The higher trim level, called the Q8 Sportsback S-Line e-tron Quattro, that one starts at $77,800 with the same battery. Now, we don't yet have EPA range, but based on the WLTP rating in Europe, Audi says that it will get 483 kilometers of range. We should know more as the vehicle heads to showrooms coming this summer. Jeep has released concept images of an electric Wrangler once again. They're calling it the Magneto 3.0. Their first Magneto concept, I suppose 1.0, was made in 2021, and then they had a 2.0, and now here we are with number 3. The concept is based on a two-door Jeep Wrangler Rubicon with a fully electric motor hooked up to 6-speed manual transmission and initially tuned to deliver 273 pound-feet of torque and 285 horsepower. But now the 3.0 concept has two different power settings, standard for 285 horsepower and 273 pound-feet of torque, or the maximum for the higher 650 horsepower and 900 pound-feet of torque. I'm just really not all that excited for the specifications of a concept car, so forgive me for my lax delivery. Jeep is also touting an aggressive hill descent mode for advanced rock crawling scenarios, and they call it one-pedal driving. And the way I see it, someone would really need a lot of trust in their vehicle to do one-pedal driving down the face of a rock. GMC and Earth Cruiser are teaming up to develop a Hummer EV Overlander concept vehicle, allowing adventurers to explore even further with an overlanding upfit solution. The Hummer EV is already a very comical machine. Weighing around 9,000 pounds, this behemoth has two Ultium batteries stacked on top for hilarious overpowered performance. Recharging the Hummer already takes about one whole week when using a regular wall outlet. But now it's getting another use other than conspicuous consumption. Headquartered in Bend, Oregon, Earth Cruiser revealed that it was expanding into the overlanding segment with growing demand for EVs, and in particular, electric trucks. From concept images of this Hummer, the slide-in camper appears to feature solar panels, which, by my estimate, would recharge the Hummer using only the sun in approximately 40 minutes. No. I'm kidding. Now, assuming that that cab has a 400-watt panel, and we can generously say that it would be 50% efficient, and if it parked in the desert in the peak of summertime, it would still need to sit for 70 days to recharge the Hummer. But that's also assuming, again, no clouds and peak summertime hours every day for over 2 months. Okay, that doesn't add up either. I don't know. I'm just kind of doing this on a whim. What do you guys think? How long do you think it would take to recharge the 212, is it 212? 212 kilowatt hour battery pack on the Hummer EV using a solar panel that would fit on a camper shell? Let me know. Amazon has announced that it has over 3,000 Rivian electric delivery vans deployed, which is triple the previously reported number back in November. Amazon committed to originally purchasing and rolling out 100,000 of the delivery vans from Rivian by the end of the decade. However, just 2 weeks ago, it seemed that Amazon was on the lower end of their guided purchases for this year. The company has put out over 15 EV models, including delivery vehicles, electric cargo bikes, electric rickshaws, and more. And all of this as they work to decarbonize their network as their ultimate goal. So how long this deal has legs to move between Rivian and Amazon is definitely a space for speculation. Rivian has deleted the camp kitchen, tunnel shuttle, and the R1T tent from their online gear shop. All three were previously listed as not available yet, until earlier yesterday when they completely disappeared. One of Rivian's unique features on the truck was the gear tunnel, which was a compartment that fit between the bed and the rear seats of the truck and open to the outside. This is where the popular accessories, the camp kitchen and rollout storage platform, would have been deployed. In October, Rivian announced a temporary pause, and it seems it was less temporary than what we had hoped for. The over-vehicle tent for the R1S SUV is listed as coming soon. However, the tent option for the truck, the R1T, is missing. But it actually has been missing since January, so it's not too much of news till you put it all together. Rivian has been working to tighten the belt recently, with layoffs and also moving staff closer to production. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Justin says, "How does Mikey G manage to crank out such bangers every day?" Well, Justin, I have a lot of help. I make the installments single-handedly, but I rely on the article writing from Electrek. The team includes Fred Lambert, who covers mostly Tesla, Jamie Dow, Scooter Dahl, and Peter Johnson cover the rest of the industry. Michelle Lewis is mostly green energy and some political things, and Mike Atoll does personal mobility. Most of us get hands-on reviews for various vehicles and products, including Seth Weintraub, who does a lot of vehicle reviews himself. I lost count, but at least four of us own Tesla vehicles, sometimes more than one, and there are also various other EVs in our personal stables. We're all very much invested in the electric future and lift where we stand with our abilities and talents. Myself, I can make simple videos rather quickly. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.